Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to chop the weeds. Thanks to our sponsors at Manscaped, you can trim those holes safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers, y'all. Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, have an exclusive offer for the Thomas Island audience. If you use our code, TAMA, and you'll get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Join the 2 million men who trust Manscaped. They're here to make sure your balls are trimmed and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. Manscaped has all the tools to get you spring ready. Have you heard about the Weed Whacker? It's a nose and ear hair trimmer that provides proprietary skin-safe technology which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. There's no more gross nose hairs flying off into the wind. Plus, the premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor and a 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Manscaped is making it easier than ever to whack your weeds and also to make sure that you have the most confidence while also providing hygiene. Speaking of incredible hygiene, Manscaped has formulations to keep you fresh and ready for everything that comes your way all day. The Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. It's starting to get hot outside, and this is crucial for your balls to stop sticking to your leg. I use it. It's great, especially as the summertime gets swampier. If you go to manscaped.com right now and use the code TAMA, you'll get 20% off and free shipping. That's right. Use the code TAMA for free shipping and 20% off at manscaped.com. Manscaped, shave your balls.
He's a gorilla of destiny, a Bullet Club OG, continuing on the legacy of the most feared name in all of wrestling. From Tonga to Japan to America, you are now entering Thomas Island with your host, the babyface heel, Tama Tonga.
Welcome everybody to Thomas Island Podcast. I'm your host, Tama Tonga, with my man here, Ross Berman.
What a weekend, Tama. How you feeling?
Yeah, man. I'm a little jet lagged right now. And man, I just got back home from Japan yesterday. I'm jet lagged out of my mind. I've been up since like damn 2 a.m. I'm groggy as shit, but I'm still here because we want to talk to you guys. I want to talk to you, Ross. Fill me in. I saw some news in WWE. A new man is crowned champion. I see new things that came out of New Japan. Fill us in, Ross.
You're not wrong. It's a momentous start to March here in the wrestling world. Congratulations to Bobby Lashley, who just won the WWE Championship as we're recording this last night. When you hear this, it will have been Monday, March 1st was when he won the title. He beat The Miz after they basically spent 3 hours drawing the match out. Like, it was supposed to happen at 9 p.m., but Miz was hurt. And then it was supposed to happen at 10 p.m., but Miz ran away. And then it was supposed to, and then it finally happened at 11 p.m. Bobby Lashley, the third black champion in the history of the third black WWE champion in the history of the company.
What?
And it's Rock. It's for the WWE Championship. It's Rock, Kofi Kingston, and Bobby Lashley, two of which have only been in the past like 3 or 4 years. So that's,
oh my goodness. No, exactly. I didn't know that.
A momentous start for Bobby Lashley. And as we said last week, like, he's never looked better. Don't get me wrong. Bobby Lashley in 2007 was scary, but Bobby Lashley in 2021 is a whole different beast. Like, what you've been, you've been seeing this, man. Like, what do you think?
Yeah. He's been on his A-game, and he's great. He looks great. He looks the part. Pesa has been on, ever since MVP came up and linked up with him. MVP has been doing good. Cause even his two, who's that? Benjamin Shelton and Alexander, they're tag champs, right?
Yep. Hurt Business has been doing yeah. a lot of really good, for lack of a better term, business in WWE. Stuff,
yeah. Yeah, no, MVP has a great, you know, he's great on the mic. I think he's a great hype man, great manager position that he has there. I think he's great for those guys, because those guys, they're not really mic guys, right? And so you got MVP behind them, pushing them forward. I think that's a nice combination to have, because they're all very athletic and talented guys. They just need a mouthpiece, right? That's just the way I look at it from the outside. Now, do I watch the product? Not really, but I keep up with it, you know?
No, but I think you're spot on. When MVP showed up, he took Shelton Benjamin, who, don't get me wrong, is a talented wrestler, but hadn't necessarily been doing a lot in WWE up until the past year. Same with Cedric Alexander. This is a guy who was on pretty much WWE main event every week, and he was doing great. Yeah. But again, the momentum wasn't there. Bobby Lashley, the stories of all of his, you know, the crazy storylines they've thrown at him, whether it be Lana, whether it be his sisters, whether it be whatever, like, they've all dealt with a lot of, like, just, for lack of a better term, bullshit from WWE. and now MVP is there and just has completely rehabbed, not only rehabbed their careers in 1 year, but rehabbed their careers in a year without fans in the arena, year when people maybe aren't as receptive to new stars, simply because we don't know what the future holds. And so the fact that MVP was able to do all this, I mean, that his Hall of Fame seat is like waiting for him at this point.
Oh, he'll love to hear you say that.
I'm just looking at from last year or 2 years ago when Kofi Kingston won through now, MVP has been on a mission, and that mission has been elevating people like Bobby Lashley. And now here we are. It's like you said,
props, man.
Yeah, three people. The minute they gave him a mouthpiece like MVP, the sky was the limit. You love to see it.
How long did the Miz have the belt for?
Just a couple weeks. He won it at Elimination Chamber a couple weeks ago with help from Bobby Lashley. And so it's been very much in the back of Miz's mind throughout the short WWE title run, that like this was. Lashley's coming for you. Lashley is the whole reason you have it in the first place, and now we can see that it's looking like it'll probably be Lashley versus Drew at WrestleMania. So sign me the hell up. I mean
that sounds solid, man. That sounds real solid. Who do they have? Roman Reigns. Have they gotten anything for him yet? I don't keep up with everything. What's going on?
It's going to be Roman Reigns versus Edge. The Royal Rumble winner made it clear at Elimination Chamber that he wants Reigns. We're going to have a battle. It's going to be Spear versus Spear. It sounds like a money match to me. Like kind of main event. I don't know. What do you think? Edge versus Roman Reigns.
Right? Yeah, that's really dope. I like the Spear versus Spear thing. I think Edge looks freaking phenomenal right now. He looks better than he did when he retired, man.
He's on that same Bobby Lashley thing of like they've really literally never looked better. Even when Edge was WWE champion, he was not built the way that he is right now. We talked about it last week, Florida kind of becoming the anti-aging center of the world, and now the two WWE championship match has for the two main events for WrestleMania have two guys who are in their 40s who are still, despite the fact that they're in their 40s, everyone is saying they've never looked better. It definitely feels like it's opened up a window for people who maybe thought they were getting, for lack of a better term, too old to have that moment, you know?
Right. Yeah. When I first came into to the wrestling game, they said that like around like WWE wasn't looking for the guys like that age, right? Older and older. But now that it looks like these guys are making a hell of a freaking comeback. And I think you can still be at that age if you're in the wrestling game and still do a lot. I think it's a different generation, different kind of different kind of lifestyle for wrestlers at that age. I think they're a lot more healthier and take care of themselves better than before. So I mean, Edge, man, I'll give him props. He got a six pack. He left with like a two pack and came back with a six pack.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying there's any disrespect to the Edges and the Bobby Lashleys that they were in the mid 2000s, but they're just, they are different animals now. And it's, it, it, it does seem like there is a little bit of credit that can go to your boy AJ Styles on this, because he's a guy who showed up in WWE around age 39, going into 40. Yeah. And he apparently really made an impression on Vince McMahon. I mean, it seems like Vince McMahon really, once he got that pit bull mentality, Vince kind of latched on to AJ. And so it's entirely possible that AJ kind of proving that guys in their 40s can still move the way AJ Styles does.
Yeah. Maybe, you
know, I can trust Edge. I can trust Lashley.
Yeah, he was out here in Japan, like, killing it at you know, at that mid-30s already. He was killing it heading up to the higher, you know, 30s. But – and I used to watch. I think AJ is one of the greats, man. I think he's one of the greatest that's ever done it. And I to be there next to him, and watch his competitive like nature. He's got it, man. The things that he was executing and he was helping other guys elevate to different levels. I was in awe every time I watched him wrestle, man. And to watch him, you know, when you're seconding somebody in Japan, you do the second, right? Young boy does the second. You stand on the side, sit there, and kind of like a support role, you know. And man, I was doing that for AJ, you know, the whole Bullet Club was doing it. But most of the time I was so caught as a fan, just my jaw just dropped just watching him wrestle, man. He was so good. Everything that he executed was, like, to me, was impeccable, man. He'd go to the gym and get on the treadmill and just be on the treadmill for a while. And at that time, my trainer thought was, like, you had to work out. Like, my workouts was like lifting weights, picking up heavy shit and putting him down. AJ was like, he did light weights, but then got on the treadmill and he just ran. And that was his thing, was cardio, man. And he's just naturally athletic altogether. So, Georgia boy, I bet you he played all kinds of football down there, and good for him. Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, guys.
Exactly. We're just talking about.
You got me tripping over AJ, man.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect. Because, like, it really does. It does feel like that a guy like AJ Styles, who, for lack of a better, he kept himself in shape, as opposed to like Bobby Lashley, Edge. Yeah. They had some help. They went, saw some specialists. They were able to kind of engineer themselves to this 40 that they're seeing now. But guys like AJ Styles and others, they kept it, like you said, through the cardio, through the training. They proved that when you're, you know, that there is a certain age, that there isn't really an age limit in wrestling. Yeah. So we were talking about this last week. Bobby Lashley is the age that Bob Backlund was when they were trying to make him the old WWF champion in the 90s. Now there are very few people, I think, on the WWE roster who could legitimately kick Bobby Lashley's ass at the age of 44. So it's night and day from how they used to.
I remember we were talking was it last week? Might have been the week before. How wrestling athletes will is evolving. You know, guys in their mid 30s and 40s back in the day, and when I say back in the days, I'm talking about like 80s and 90s. I was looking at some pictures of my pop at that age, man, and you could tell that there was you know, a lot of people called it the golden age, because they were just rock stars. They were partying, or, you know, it was different kind of lifestyle. They're not as honed in as I think as we are to this day. You know, what we are doing today was every day you're working out, you're watching what you're eating. You know, we try not to drink as much, you know, some of us still on that boat sometimes, but, you know, we more aware of ourselves, and especially we're thinking long-term too. And in this game, we understand that, you know, this, you can't be a wrestler forever, you know, but you can stretch out your time, you know, and then still stay healthy. So it's nice to see that everybody's adapting and seeing what they're doing today. It gives hope for shit for me. I'm climbing up there. I'm climbing up. My age is climbing up there, but gotta stay up. I want to look like The Rock when I'm 50, man. Shit. I don't know what he's on, man, but damn it. Give me some of that. Give me double that. shit.
It's you're not wrong, man. The Rock, I mean, especially now that he's got that NBC money, he's doing that Young Rock show. But I mean, the first couple episodes have been I've enjoyed the crap out of them.
I'm going to catch up.
Definitely check it, because especially with the generation your dad was in, I think there will be some nostalgia that you'll because The Rock was a little before your dad, but it's still there's still a lot of flashbacks to that 80s WWF, and so I think you'll enjoy it. Shout out to Rock and Brian Gewirtz and everyone that's working on that show, because it's like the most mainstream wrestling narrative I think I've seen since Glow on television.
Yeah, I think Chavo Guerrero is on part of that too. I think he's helping some. I follow him on Instagram. He's always posting stuff about that, so I think he's helping with that, man. That's another talent, man. That's another guy that's in shape too, man. He's doing real good.
Well, and he's someone who, like, you would forget how in shape he is simply because of the fact that he's working so much behind the scenes. It's like you said, if there's a wrestling project in Hollywood right now, it's pretty much a given that Chavo's involved somehow behind the scenes. But he's still, I mean, like, the man is still, he could have a second run on the indies or in any company tomorrow if you wanted to, but he's making that Hollywood money, so I get it.
Less bumps in Hollywood, so hey, good for you, Chavo, man, good for you.
Indeed. Thomas Island listeners, it's almost Valentine's Day. Romance is in the air, and the last thing you want blocking up all that romance is the stink from your balls. You're going to want to wash your junk. You're going to want to shave your junk. And the folks at Manscaped.com have all the tools you need to make sure that this Valentine's Day, your junk is going to be so fresh and so clean that her elevator doors are going to be opening up for you. Whether you have a special someone, are trying to get a special someone, or are your special someone this Valentine's Day, you're going to want to look good, you're going to want to feel good, you're going to want to smell good, and the folks at Manscaped have everything you need, whether it's the ball toner, the ball deodorant, they got cologne, they got a nose hair trimmer called the Weed Whacker, they got a ball trimmer called the Lawnmower 3.0 with skin-safe technology and a little light to make sure you can get into all those hard-to-reach places without giving yourself some kind of unsightly injury. So if you go to Manscaped.com right now and you use the code TAMA, you'll not only get free shipping, but you'll also get 20% off. That's right, use the code TAMA for 20% off and free shipping at Manscaped. Manscaped has been helping refine the gentleman for years now, and they're going to help you look good, smell good, and feel good this Valentine's Day. Manscaped.com. Shave your junk.
Shoot, what's going on with New Japan Pro Wrestling, man?
Oh, just a small little thing where they're dissolving their two major titles into one new belt.
No big deal. Just
nothing.
Just end an era. You know,
just complete and utter history happening before our eyes. Tama, you keep talking about the reset button and how 2020 and 2021 and this whole pandemic era is a reset button. And I don't know how much of it is a reset button or how much of it is the fact that the champion is currently a delusional man who believes he's God and is therefore trying to take New Japan to year zero, where they're it's no longer the IWGP heavyweight title. It's no longer the IWGP intercontinental title. It's not even the IWGP double gold. It's going to be the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship.
World Heavyweight.
A new belt, essentially a new lineage, as they're saying that the Sakura Genesis match will be the first defense of the World Heavyweight Championship, and that the match that's coming up at the anniversary show between Ibushi and El Desperado will be the final defense ever of the IWGP Heavyweight Championship and of the IWGP Heavyweight Intercontinental Championship. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it does kind of feel like in the late 80s when All Japan decided, hey, we've got the NWA International, we've got the PWF Pacific, we've got these three belts, let's turn them into one belt. And you know, it, with all due respect to the Triple Crown, no one talks about the NWA International anymore. No one talks about the belts that went into that belt. And so it does almost feel like this might be not only the end of the IWGP Intercontinental belt, which everyone is prepared for, but I mean, this is the end of essentially the heavyweight title lineage. No one's going to be able to beat Okada's records anymore. No one's going to be able to like, it's entirely possible that have a world title that Hiroshi Tanahashi will never be able to win based on where he's at in the scheme of things, it opens up a whole new world. I mean, what do you think of this announcement?
Yeah, I like it. I'm all for it. I ain't trying to beat Okada's damn record. Who can beat mm-hmm. that shit now? It's dang. That's too much, yep. man. And props to him. And I think he's a man that deserves to keep that. Is Okada, man. All the work him and Tana have been putting. But yes, I really do think this is the reset. I really do think that 2020, this whole pandemic, this whole shit, this reset button for New Japan. And I think all of wrestling, the only one I think that it's not as a reset to is WWE, because I felt like they just kind of like bulldozed through it and made yep. more money than anybody that's in the game. But for New Japan, I think it's a reset button. And I think it's having a new title. Great. I think we need something fresh. We need something new. It's a whole new chapter. And I don't get me wrong. I dig the whole Ibushi thing. I think, you know, he is going delusional with the whole God thing. Is you know, and I don't know where you go from there. What do you do from there, Ibushi? Like you, I feel like I kind of almost feel like he backed himself into a corner here. Like what do you do? What do you, you know? So he's like, I'm gonna merge this belt. I'm gonna go against a junior weight. For his title, he's trying to take his title too.
No, it's just for the IWGP heavyweight belt. So I was gonna say,
I saw him make a comment. I saw him make a comment the other day. He said, I'll take his belt too. I'll take the junior weight. I was like, relax, man. We're not gonna try to merge that either. Right?
So I was gonna say, man. The juniors can't take it, man. The juniors are just finally getting some main events. Let's not get too hasty with that.
Man. Yeah, right.
But it definitely, I don't, because it was a divisive announcement. I'm with you. I like the way this opens up a lot of the storytelling for New Japan in the future. Like I said, this Tanahashi is now going to be challenging for a belt he's never held, as opposed to a belt that he's held. What is he at? 8 different reigns. Like it completely. And now a guy like Okada is never going to be able to say, well, I have the most reigns with that belt, so clearly I should be the one that gets, you know, he doesn't have a relationship with his title. None of the, outside of Ibushi, none of the main event scene in New Japan have a relationship with this belt. And so it really does start everyone, whether you've been here a year or whether you've been here 20 years, it starts you back at day one.
Right, right. And I'm all for that. I'm 100% all for that. It keeps things fresh. It keeps, like, it's a new race, man. And you're not running this old race, and it's boring now. Now that we got new belt, the other one's boring. I can't think back. I'm only thinking forward now.
Hell yeah. there's something to be said for that. It's like I said, the juniors are finally getting some main events. The never open weight belt is being carried by Hiroshi Tanahashi as the second secondary kind of title, not secondary, but you know, it is now getting a bigger spot. It's getting a bigger chunk of that spotlight now that. Mm-hmm. Now that the Intercontinental belt has gone the way of the U30 championship and other NJPW titles that have been declared defunct, but it is, you know, the legacy of Shinsuke Nakamura is kind of wrapped up in that belt. The legacies of a lot of people are wrapped up in the heavyweight
belt. That's from 2011 to now, right? That's 10 years with the Intercontinental belt.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
All Yes.
And a very important 10 years for New Japan. Because, I mean, there are a lot of people for whom that period from 2010 to 2020 is when they got into New Japan. I mean, there's just a lot of, you know, with New
MVP
Japan World
was
being
the
launched.
First, MVP
yes, he
was the first Intercontinental holder right there, man.
Yes, that's he was.
So, speaking of him, yeah, man. So, to him, I think, you know, Shinsuke elevated it. And to a level, who else held that? Kenny held it.
Jay White held it. Tanahashi. Goto. Goto's had a few reigns with it. To be fair, there are a lot of fans who were hoping someday Ishii was going to get an Intercontinental title reign to kind of up for the, but now he's going to have to go for that world title if he wants to break out of the Never division, so that it might light a fire under some guys who for a long time were able to rely on that Intercontinental title. A good point from our producer Steve in the chat here: Chris Jericho was the Intercontinental champion. I mean, there have been some serious headlines made over that belt over the past kind of 10 years, and so it does feel like for a lot of, I'll just say it, for a lot of newer NJPW fans, because there are plenty of people who've been around since the 2000s. But if you showed up in that decade of Nakamura, Tanahashi, Okada, Naito, that big white belt is, what was it, 2013, 2014, the fans actually voted for the Intercontinental title to be the main event of Wrestle Kingdom 8, or one of the Wrestle Kingdoms. So it does feel like... it does feel like the Intercontinental belt has a place in fans' hearts. It's gonna be a little bit of a hole, a little bit of a wound.
It's a beautiful belt, man. It's really, when it's brand new, when it's white, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But when the boys start throwing it around and shit, and then it's dirty, it looks kind of like it looks grimy. But when it's brand new, when it's white, it's a beautiful belt, and I'll give it props, man. You know, the first one that they had, it was kind of like a the one that MVP had. I remember it was like a bronze, copper looking one,
it had like a black strap too. It was it didn't feel like the IWGP title that it eventually they gave it a belt that was very reminiscent of that heavyweight title belt. Yeah. But yeah, no, I know what you. If you go back, if any of our listeners Google that original Intercontinental belt, it was interesting. I didn't hate it. It's not the white belt.
It was different.
That white belt,
that white belt. I think wasn't it like Naito that used to throw that belt around?
I was just about to.
That's when it got ugly, because Naito was throwing it. He was disgracing the belt. How dare you,
Naito? He was literally trying to destroy it. He didn't understand why we had the Intercontinental belt. He was like, well, what's the difference between the Intercontinental belt and the heavyweight belt? And he didn't get it, which is why this match at Castle Attack, this final defense of the Intercontinental title solo was so important, because Naito, whether he wants to or not, is tied to that Intercontinental belt. We always think about him throwing it around. We always think about him destroying it. And so he wanted to be the one to destroy it. He didn't necessarily even want to carry the belt after Castle Attack. He just said, if it's going to end, it ends with me. I'm going to be the one to finally put this belt out of his misery. And he unfortunately was not able to. And now it's Ibushi once again kind of living one of Naito's dreams of not only getting rid of the Intercontinental belt, but merging the double gold and all of the,
looking forward to, man. I'm looking forward to that new belt to see what it looks like. Cause you got two beautiful belts that they're merging together. They got, you know, so let's hope that two beautiful babies two beautiful belts can make a grand, what, beautiful belt. Does that make
sense? Yeah, no, that makes sense. when two belts love each other very much, they make and sometimes that new belt is beautiful. There are a lot of new titles that have come out in the past like 5 years that have been absolutely beautiful, and sometimes belts just aren't. But I think with the Intercontinental and the heavyweight belt, there's some good genes there. I think they're gonna make a real pretty
belt.
It's still unclear when we're gonna see that new title. It's entirely possible that this Thursday at the anniversary show it'll be revealed after Kota Ibushi versus El Desperado, whoever may win that double title match, or it may be revealed during the New Japan Cup that's coming up, or it might be revealed at Sakura Genesis when the first defense is. I don't have the actual information, yeah. But those are three dates to look out for when it comes to revealing that.
Yo, props to Desperado becoming a double champ, man. He's IWGP Junior Weight Tag Team Champions, and now, you know, the Junior Weight Champion, man. And that's long time coming, man.
Considering 2 weeks ago he was just supposed to be on the tour. He wasn't even supposed to be tag champion, but because Hiromu got injured, he gets slotted into that tag championship match. Because he gets slotted into that tag championship match, he ends up in the triple threat. I mean, it was a roller coaster couple weeks for El Desperado as he heads towards the Budokan.
Yeah, props to him, man. Mm-hmm. He's one dude that puts in a lot of work, and he's got that lucha style. Props to him. I think that the three-way between him and ELP and Bushi was great, man. Hey, ELP, man, he's a talent that you know is gonna keep growing. I would like to see him in heavyweight. Not right now, but I could, you know, he's got hype, man. I think if you put on some little bit more size, I think he would do good in the heavyweight scenery.
Oh, I'm with you. I mean, especially like El Phantasmo in the Never division could be very interesting, right? I mean, that open weight division, he could really learn. Like you said, that's where the iron sharpens the iron. I think Phantasmo could learn some stuff in that Never division.
Yeah. I could see that. Yeah, you're right.
But I should be clear that with Takagi and Ospreay and so many juniors graduating to heavyweight, let's let the junior division let the junior division be a division for like a year at least.
They've lost Hiromu, so they need junior weights.
we don't know what's going on with Yo. Yo's still injured and he deleted his Twitter, so it's like the junior division needs people to stick around for a little bit.
I saw a fan post that he tweeted he deleted his Twitter and his Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, so I had to go check on the website if he still has his profile up there. Just make sure that he's still with the company. I haven't seen him in a while.
And he's for lack of a better term, he's an artsy guy. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he knows that he's coming back from injury. He wants to make sure that the present, a completely fresh presentation, of completely new kind of thing. I don't know. I'm optimistic. I don't think it's what some of the more doom and gloom people might think of with Yo. And so I'm excited to see him back. But speaking of excited social media stuff, I mean, backstage comments from Castle Attack, you pretty much said you put the entire tag world on notice, not just the NJPW tag division, not just you said anyone can come and get it throughout some names like Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. You threw out some other names as well, but you guys beat Goto and Yoshihashi, and now you're starting to call out the world. What's going on, Tama? What are you doing? What are you doing? What's your plan? What are you trying?
Same shit we do every night, Pinky. try to stir up more shit. No. It's truth though. It's truth. I put out. Anybody can get it, and we're looking to. To try things, and you know, our beef with the good sisters, you know, and to see top guys, you know, throwing a little comment I saw on Twitter, calling us a good hand, and I was okay, they want some of this too, so anybody who wants any kind of beef anywhere, I'm all about supplying, you know, supply and demand. I got you, hustler here, man. Anybody can get it, so. And we talked about before guys that I like to go against, man. And I think those top guys is a good tag team to that would make us elevate, even, you know, learn more, because their style is very old school style. I know them boys can go. I've seen some of their work in WWE. Haven't kept up with them in AEW, but I'm sure nothing, you know. They're only getting better, so
yeah.
But hey,
It definitely, like, it, because it feels like with the way everything is so, I don't want to say open, but the way everything is kind of cracked at the moment, because you've got Finjuice teaming with the Good Brothers on Impact. You've got, like we saw Kenta showing up on AEW. And so it does feel like, and now, you know, you're not scheduled for the New Japan Cup. Tonga Loa is not scheduled for the New Japan Cup. You guys have some time to cause some trouble is all I'm saying. You guys have,
we can make time. We can cause trouble anytime. Anytime we need it, we make our way on over and stir shit up. But we're not in the New Japan Cup. We're actually, just to set everything, you know, put, you know, everybody's mind at ease, we're home. We haven't been home. We needed a break. We needed a time off. We've been in Japan for the past 2 months. Since October, I did the math. I've only seen my family 10 days since October. So
that's brutal.
Yeah. So we need a reset button. We need a recharge button right now. And I could sit, I need to take, you know, sit down and hang out with my kids here for a little bit, spend a little family time, you know, make sure that first and foremost is handled. So, and then wrestling can come second,
of course.
You know, but we just need to chill out for a second, because we've been in Japan living out of our suitcase, you know, out of hotels for the...
Let's be real. It's not like you've had an easy time in Japan. You've been challenging for the Never Belts. You've been challenging for even defending your tag titles. Like, it's not exactly been a sit back and let everyone else wrestle tour.
Right. We've been going, man. It's been a go, but it's good. Home, got home last night. Like we talked about, I'm jet lagged out of my mind, but we're still going. It's a hustle, man. Everything's a hustle in life, yeah. Boy, if you're not moving up, you're moving down, man. So you gotta keep moving. Yeah.
It's a hustler economy, man. But we won't keep you too much more from your family. We know you gotta rest, you gotta relax. You've been very, very generous with your time in this busy travel week. But it definitely feels like when you finally go back to Japan, New Japan is going to be a different place. Like it's going to be that community gif of walk. You're either going to go back to a harmonious place where Ibushi is God, or everything's going to be on fire and you're going to be wondering what the hell happened.
Yeah. I like to come in and see what the hell happened. I'll see that.
It's that Donald Glover gif where he comes back, everything's on fire, and he's just like, I got pizza. I thought we were gonna eat.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
But hey, that's it for me, Ross. Thank you very much. Don't forget, guys, this is sponsored here. This episode here is sponsored by To Be The Man Comics. And also Manscaped. You can get 20% off writing code name Tama at manscaped.com. And shoot, Ross, you got anything? I'm all good here on my side.
I'll just throw in all those social media links. If you want to find Tama on social media, you can find him at the good bad guy Tama Tonga on Instagram, at Tama_Tonga on Twitter. The podcast can be found at Tama's Island on Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, wherever you want. I'm at Ross W. Berman, at Ross W. Berman IV on all social media. So thank you all. Thank you all so much. We'll obviously be back next week. And if you haven't already, it's the beginning of March. Head on over to patreon.com/Tama's Island. Subscribe to that Islander tier. We've got plenty of happy hours lined up for March. And then next month is WrestleMania season. So, you know, it's going to be a good time to be in happy hours. Yeah. It's going to be a good time to be on the island over these next couple months. Again, patreon.com/Tama's Island. That Islander tier is going to have all your happy hour fun. But thank you again, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Tama, for your
time. Thank you. Thank you, Ross.
We'll catch everyone next week.
See you guys next week. All right. Peace.
Thank you for listening to this week's Tama's Island. Find more great Tama's Island content like the Shotgun series, weekly happy hour Zoom calls with Tama, video versions of the podcast, and much, much more at patreon.com/Tama's Island. And visit at Tama's Island on Instagram and Twitter.
know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.